First episode, how Samsung is covering every market of the mobile devices, cell phones. Today we talk about how Samsung is covering every market of mobile devices, from their premium line all the way down to their low budget line. But Samsung has got smart. Samsung is now making the low budget phones, which you're not paying a whole lot of money for, but have the same features as the high premium phones, as the Note 10 Plus. Samsung has the A line, the S line, the Note line, and so on. Samsung just released their A51 a couple of weeks ago. This A51, it is a spectacular phone. It's a beautiful phone, AMOLED screen. It has the quad camera on it, the macro camera, the depth sensing camera, and 48 megapixel, and I think it's a 32 megapixel selfie camera. But I'm telling you, Samsung has got smart. They're going to cover every market of the mobile devices, from premium to low budget. But like I said, they've got smart, because now they've made the low budget phone and put a bunch of premium features in these phones, and it's working. I mean, Samsung has so many lines of phone right now, so it's just like, okay, if you're not a person who just have a whole lot of money to be blowing on a Note 10 that costs $1,000 or more, Samsung now has the Note 10 Lite coming out soon. And I'm hearing that this phone will not exceed no more than $700. And from looking at the videos of it, it's going to be a nice phone. It's not going to have a glass back. I think it's going to be all plastic. But it's going to be a 6.7x screen, AMOLED screen. You still get the S Pen with it. And like I said, you still will get the beautiful camera that Samsung puts on all his phones. Like I said, I mean, they're catering to the consumers. And that's what I'm liking about Samsung, because they know they have a high-end device as the Note 10 that costs $1,000 to $1,200. And they know that everybody cannot afford that phone. So now they're making phones where, hey, let's make a good phone, put some of the premium features in that phone. Not all of them, though, but just enough to say, hey, the consumer can say, you know what, I still have a nice phone that I don't mind pulling out in front of everybody. And people ask, oh, what phone is that? The A51 is a beast of a phone, I must say. To be honest with you, it's a watered down Note 10 Plus. I'm telling you, the cameras on the A51 is nice. They are so nice. I'm telling you, pick this phone up. You will not regret it. I'm telling you, the cameras on this phone is awesome. I'm telling you, I've taken all pictures with this phone, and I'm telling you, the big bonus on this phone with the camera wise was the night mode on it. It takes pictures at, it has a night mode for it. And I'm telling you, I've taken several pictures at night, and I'm telling you, I showed the pictures to people, and they're like, it's like you took those pictures in daylight. I mean, I was just totally impressed. Because the first thing I do when I go to a phone, especially a Samsung phone, I go to the camera. And which I do that on every phone. If I'm doing an iPhone, a Huawei, Google, I go straight to the camera. Let me see what the camera looks like. Let me see what it does with a selfie. Let me see how I just take regular pictures. Let me go to the portrait mode, if it has portrait mode on it. Let me see, what am I looking at? 2020 is going to be a year of, for me anyway, paying high prices for these high-end phones. Those days, we just got to stop that. My next episode, I will talk more about that, though. But right now, I just want to give you all first episode of my podcast. The A51 It's one of Samsung's newest phones on the A line. They had an A50, so it's the successor to that phone right there. And like I said, the A50 had only three cameras on it, whereas the A51 has a quad camera set up. And it's real nice. Your plastic back, glass on the front. Like I said, this phone even comes with a case, quick charging, and they throw a pair of little headphones in there. Not like the AKG headphones that you get with the Note 10 or the S10 Plus and stuff like that. But there are some headphones that can get you through the day. If you're doing a workout, it'll get you through that. So like I said, though, this channel is devoted to talking about tech news, bringing you news of cell phones from Samsung to Huawei to Apple to Motorola, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And I will continue this podcast to update you on future devices that are coming out. So like I said, though, this podcast today was talking about the Samsung Galaxy A51, how Samsung is covering all the markets from a consumer point, from the high end to the low end, but they're making the low end phones with high premium features on it, and which is smart. and they're just gonna make a gazillion of dollars off of doing this here. Apple, you need to get on board. You need to get on board and lower your prices on your phones, because it doesn't make any sense. But as I get ready to wrap this episode up, to the next time, to the next episode, to everyone who comes checks out this podcast, look forward to get better and better and better. And to the next time, to everybody out there, love everybody. Thank you for listening. To the next time.